I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Once, my husband overheard two women talking in a cafe. One said to the other, "She was Gucci all the way. It was kind of disgusting." That phrase, whatever it might have originally been intended to mean, gives us no end of delight. Sometimes I would like to have seen the woman in question. Other times, I am certain I would very much like to be her. "The frog stays in the car," a woman repeated back to me yesterday at the elementary school drop-off. I had just said as much, with an emphatic certainty, to my son. As usual, the frog said nothing. On the number two train in 1999, an 8-year-old boy shouted, "Live off the fat of the land." He said it the same way men in movies shout, "Eureka!" Toward the beginning of the end of our marriage, my ex stood across the room repeating a phrase. He was talking to me to the same extent that he was not talking to me. "I'm your husband, your husband, your burden." Like the remembered fragments of a dream, certain indelible snippets, rather than nonsense, feel like almost decipherable wisdom, like a game of telephone with the gods. And just like inspiration, these fragments can't be willed, refuse to come when called. How long have I sat now trying to recall another few examples of phrases I've stolen from other people's lips? Long enough to doze off, then wake again with a start, still empty-handed. It's as if the angry front desk clerk of the universe is telling me to sit tight and wait my turn, or I'll be sent back to the end of the line. Maybe it's guidance we crave, a few signs to tell us what to trust. Doesn't it ever feel that way to you? Like we're all lost, with little hope of finding where we're meant to be? Then, suddenly, you catch some scrap of a clue. Sometimes what you mutter to yourself, not fully knowing what you mean to say, is the key to one of the thousand doors momentarily blocking my way. Today's poem is "Girls Overheard While Assembling a Puzzle" by Mary Shebist. Are you sure this blue is the same as the blue over there? This wall's like the bottom of a pool. Its color, I mean. I need a darker two-piece this summer, the kind with elastic at the waist so it actually fits. I can't find her hands. Where does this gold go? It's like the angels giving her a little piece of honeycomb to eat. I don't see why God doesn't just come down and kiss her himself. This is the red of that lipstick we saw at the mall. This piece of her neck could fit into the light part of the sky. I think this is a piece of water. What kind of queen? You mean right here? And are we supposed to believe she can suddenly talk angel? Who thought this stuff up? I wish I had a velvet bikini. That flower is the color of the veins in my grandmother's hands. I wish we could walk into that garden and pick an X-ray to float on. Yeah, I do too. I'd say a zillion yeses to anyone for that. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.